Welcome to another edition of The Subbeat. I'm Victor Mattis, along with Sonny Bunch and Jonathan D. Last. Just a reminder, The Subbeacon is available on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. Look at our podcast and search for Subbeacon. You'll easily find us. Please subscribe, tell your friends, and leave a review. Gentlemen, how are we? JVL, I have to ask you a question right off the bat.
Do it.
What are you drinking? It looks... Bring that up there. Show it to the screen now. No one's going to see
it. So green.
It looks, can I tell you what looks like? It looks like something that... Uncle Owen and Aunt Beru.
It looks like
it's the blue milk.
No, it looks like a high C ecto cooler.
Oh, that was, you know what? This is funny. You call it that, and that, you know, the drink existed before that, and they changed the name.
No, it didn't.
They changed the name for Ghostbusters.
No, stop. What are you talking?
And before that,
shut
it was called
shut
like
your fucking,
citrus.
Shut your mouth.
Citrus.
Shut your whore mouth.
I heard
Vic.
That.
That's not a.
Citrus
that's not
cooler.
A thing.
It was called Citrus
not a thing.
Cooler Aid.
No.
And they might as well call it the electric Kool-Aid. They all call it electric Kool-Aid. Okay. So anyway, what is that, JVL?
That is a matcha green tea latte
ice. Oh, matcha.
Matcha.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Ancient Chinese secret.
That's offensive.
Wow.
That's we're not even talking about laundry.
Dr. Mattis has showed up.
We're not. Thank you. We're not even talking. We're not even talking
this
about.
This is already an all-star show. This is
fabric softener.
This is
a fabric softener.
Number one show right now.
Oh, by the way, and that was an interracial
powerful
couple.
Antioxidants.
That was an interracial couple in that commercial, and of course, it was the Asian woman. Typical. The white man gets the Asian woman. Typical. Look what I brought back. That's what it was.
Yeah. So I
anyway.
I've you know the line. There is one Starbucks with a drive-through within like a 4 mile drive of my place, and so this Starbucks now always has 36 cars in line since all interior Starbuckses are shut down. So I went
on to
Amazon.
You can't go in with the X's. They don't have X's on the floor.
No, you can't go in. Can't go in.
They don't have curbside.
It's all closed. No, they have drive-through. Drive-through
right
only.
In there.
So. So we're talking about Starbucks, Vic. Now, anyway, I don't want to stand in line for my green tea, matcha green tea latte anymore. And so I just Amazoned up some culinary grade matcha green, which is a mistake. I realize it should have been the ceremonial grade, but I didn't want to spend that much money the
this
first time.
This is very Japanese. It's not Chinese. It's very Japanese.
You know what's funny is there are...
The ones from China is cheaper.
Question.
The ones from China are much cheaper.
Question.
Yes.
What's the difference between ceremonial grade and culinary grade?
I believe this is whatever the Japanese version of like grade A double prime versus grade
choice
C or choice or whatever. Victorino, you probably know this.
Yeah, I know this because you know. Because you know.
Yeah.
Centuries of oppression.
It's like the ox testicles versus the ox tail, right? One is...
Oh, oxtail soup is great.
Yeah, I bet you love
that. But many cultures. Anyway,
but it's
have
delicious.
Is that like the
it's delicious.
Soup? I don't know.
And I'm going to be up late tonight working, so
it is not too late.
I was a little shamed by after last week's episode. I was sent some tweets that people sent out about me saying that I evidently have trouble drinking. And was a little...
Did somebody do a ranking
Somebody
look, I mean, JBL, no offense. This is not actually a Subbeacon episode. It's a Subbeacon intervention. So I'm very glad that you've switched to the,
I thought the intervention was that you need to drink more.
Yeah, no, I assume there's like vodka in that latte. I don't know.
No. So it was, I can't do it tonight. I had too much work to do after we hang it up. Mm-hmm. So, can we talk about something that's been bothering me
been
though?
Having a lot
lately.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know this is a dangerous thing for us, but I feel like we have to talk about Tara Reid.
Oh,
no.
Really?
Yeah. I think it is germane to the show. She's been in the news a ton lately.
I don't believe
a word of it. I don't believe a word of this bullshit.
Because the
timeline doesn't match up at all. In 1993, she had just finished taping Saved by the Bell, The New Class.
Thank you.
And I don't even want to talk about her reliability. The drinking and the substance abuse and the partying. I don't think that you can believe the allegations of somebody with her history.
You're talking about
personal problems
that, wasn't even her.
That have nothing to do with the work. The work has been impeccable.
I feel like I knew her in high school.
Lebowski.
Great. Bunny Lebowski is and
American Pie.
Melody great. Valentine in Josie and the Pussycats.
That's
wonderful.
That's a great movie.
She got sidetracked.
Sharknado 1 through 3, I think. Fantastic.
She currently really, has really wonderful 20 movie. Projects in pre and post production. So she's working
she
a lot
of
these days.
She, look, yeah. she's
and so
in
maybe
high
this
demand.
Whole thing, maybe uh-huh. this whole thing is
no, but,
just
no,
a
but
stunt
you're,
to get people to pay attention to the work.
You are downgrading something else, you know, because you are a little bit, you know, I think we can all say that you're a little bit mixed up here. Mm-hmm. You're a little bit mixed up here.
That's right.
She's a fine young woman who's had a rough go of it. I mean, I think we all can remember the surgery issues. You know, and look, Tara Reid, impeccable witness, does great work. I'm pro Tara Reid.
When did her voice change to become?
It was actually like that the whole time.
Was it always like that? Because I don't remember.
She was acting when she was Bunny Lebowski.
Even when she was Bunny Lebowski, though, it was very.
Do you remember her?
Yes.
Her classic
yes.
line.
She was. Oh yeah, of course. We can't. Really, she was parrying, I think, with the great Philip
Seymour
Hoffman,
Hoffman
who had
yeah.
who had the great. Goes, oh,
it's an extra 500 if right. he gets to watch.
Oh, Brant, Brant count.
Just.
Wait, what? No. What is it? It's like Brant
she
can't
wants
watch, or he has to pay 100.
Right. Something like that. It's fantastic. Now she's right. great.
So.
Yeah.
So there
right.
you go.
Wait, I just
jokes
wanted to get off my
you,
test. It has been
jokes
bugging
okay.
me all week.
Thank you.
How are you boys? What's going on?
Sonny, what's happening?
Have
you been to a movie theater yet?
No.
Oh, yeah. Did you go?
So Texas.
You could go.
Texas,
did you read about what it's going to be like?
Texas,
I sent you the article.
Texas reopened their theaters. It's really interesting. There's,
how much money did they gross?
So there was a New York Times story. This is kind of a funny story. So there was a New York Times story, like Manny Fernandez or somebody was down in Houston. And went to one of the theaters that opened there, and just kind of hung around to see what
oh,
was
like, yeah, so good shoe leather.
What was going on? He was filing a color piece, is what we would.
Yeah,
what
yes,
would
of call. Course, of course.
And it was actually a really good story. It was very funny. You know, like
listen to that Manchester. And,
I know.
Mm.
It was kind of amusing, and the kicker on the story was they were doing brisk business. 800 people showed up to the theater all day. So,
that's good.
800 people. Is,
that's
800
good.
Tickets sold.
That's a lot of people.
At a theater over the course of a whole day is not that many. But look, here's the thing. I think it's a great sign. Everything. The theaters have to do this sort of stuff in
what
small
scale.
What did
they see? What was the selection?
Well, there's nothing in theaters right now. So, I mean, it's like they were selling $5 tickets to Bloodshot and Trolls World Tour and like Selena. So, I mean, it's yeah, that's
oh,
right.
Yeah.
yeah, the classic Jennifer Lopez picture.
Oh, the original.
The varieties, there was a variety story on all this that talked to an exhibitor from Oklahoma who said, yeah, no, we're gonna open up slow and we're gonna get a release from Sony Classic Pictures. And it's not gonna be The Shape of Water or something big like that. It'll probably be a more marginal title.
Yeah.
Just thought to myself. Yeah.
No, look, I mean, it's they're,
good luck.
They're opening up just to see how to do it, which is the exact right way to do it. I mean, they're opening up on a smaller scale with smaller audiences, with smaller movies, so they can figure out how to run the theater when,
yeah. Yeah,
which
sure.
is like, JBL, I don't know what you want. I
want them to succeed because I would like to go to movie
right,
theaters for the rest
right.
of my life.
So
I am pro.
So this is my point, is I actually think that this is a positive sign and a positive step. It is not them throwing the doors open and saying, everybody come in, we're all going to open it. And it's not them saying, like, we're going to, there were some stories that were like, they were going to introduce TSA style checkpoints with like guys with thermometers shooting
yep.
them
yeah,
at the forehead.
Your forehead.
And like
yep.
that's obviously not going to work. Nobody's going to put up with that nonsense. So you have to have a happy median where you have people who are grouped together, one or two together, and spread out through the whole theater. And it's going to take work, and it's going to take some figuring out. And I think that they are basically on the right track. Now, look, here's a very interesting thing. Lionsgate rescheduled the horror movie Antebellum, which is a shall we say. it's a movie about an African American who was like transported back to the slavery age. You know, maybe in her
mind.
It looks
terrifying.
It looks terrifying. It looks like Us, but like scarier, yes. Frankly. And they are. Lionsgate is planning. Lionsgate has said it will come out August 8th or August 6th or something like that, beginning of August, which is essentially the week after Mulan is supposed to open, right? So Tenet comes out the 24th or the 26th, Mulan the week after that, and then this, which suggests to me that the studios believe that they can put new product into theaters starting at the end of July and the beginning of August. That might be a stretch. It might be a reach. It might not work. When they do come out, the numbers are going to be terrible. This is what everybody has to be prepared for, right? Tenet, if it comes out at the end of July, is not going to gross $80 million in its first weekend. Tenet, if it comes out at the end of July, will gross $10 to $15 million in its first weekend. That's just what will happen.
You're driving a stake through my heart.
That's just what's going to happen. But
why is Christopher Nolan being punished for our sins?
I agree that it's not fair to Christopher Nolan, who's the only good person. Not in
the
Hollywood.
Only one.
Not in Hollywood.
Period.
I just mean in...
Period.
And he's the only good person. He's the only good person. So, like, I agree that it's not fair to him, and it's not fair to the studios that stood behind him and believed in his vision of projecting 36K onto the moon from the orbiting satellites of Earth. So we could all enjoy his movies as they're meant to be seen. But I'm actually heartened by what we are seeing. It is conscientious. It is smart. People aren't going to rush back to the theaters to see things that they couldn't see at home. And that's good. That's actually good. That's a good thing because it gives the theaters some ability to plan out how they are going to handle this when the audiences actually come back.
I will strap on a hazmat suit and drive out to Udvar-Hazy to watch Tenet.
Absolutely.
On the largest screen in the metro area.
Same.
If it is possible to do so.
Same, 100%.
That said,
I think it's not
good. I'd go there in a t-shirt and shorts and nothing else.
Yeah, just let it hang out.
Just sit. That's everything, barefoot. I'm just going in there.
Flip-flops.
I walked into the Italian store the other day, and I hate putting on masks. I have a bandana that barely fits around my head.
Yeah, how
barely.
Would you find any mask that fits you?
I don't. Well, forget about the mask. So this is just
you're
a
like
bandana.
You're like MODOK over there.
It was, thank you.
He has to wrap his face like Red Dragon.
Who's the other guy I'm thinking about in the chair?
That's MODOK.
That's MODOK, yeah. So I went in, and I go away, and I'm using... a bandana from, this is a great one. It's from a Disney cruise.
Oh.
It was from Pirate Night. And so, you know, it's actual bandana you're supposed to put on your head. So I wore it in there. I walked in. I saw some other customers there, a couple of other younger couples. Without masks, I immediately pulled mine down. And then I just said to them, I said, oh, thank God. I thought I was the only one who waited wearing masks. And we all had a good laugh.
Yeah?
You all laughed.
And,
you
and
all laughed
all
about the
fine.
Safety.
And we're all feeling
Did you cough
fine.
On them?
I know, but, you know, it was fine. Okay. But, you know, it is. It's such an unpleasant experience now. People go in. Everyone's like
I have a brief detour.
Scared of everybody. We're scared of people.
Brief detour, Victorino.
Yeah, sure.
One of the things I hate about Washington is that we have in the entire Washington metro area two Italian stores. I know of 37 different Russian gourmets.
Oh,
But to find a place with actual Italian store.
You know what?
New Jersey, every single town has three of them.
I know what you mean. And I tell you, one of the true tests, you wouldn't know this because I know you're what you like and not like to eat, same with Sonny, but one of the true tests of an Italian store is to order the tuna salad sub and see what they come up with, right? Because you don't think about it. But and I'm finicky about this. And I had the tuna salad sub from the Italian store, and it's fantastic because they put the oil and the vinegar on there. They put all the – it's like the works, but with tuna.
Yeah.
And
no,
the shredded lettuce is key. And it just has all these different flavors going on. It's very exciting. And it's hard to find something like that anywhere.
Question.
Sonny.
What's a bad one?
Oh, the one would just be like a tuna salad sandwich on a sub, and that's it. You know, so you get mayo and you get your tuna salad and maybe a couple of leaves of lettuce or fancy lettuce instead of the shredded lettuce, you know, and they don't put the oregano in or anything else. It's just, if you go to Subway and you get their tuna salad sub, You know,
that's what. The, so that's what. Yeah. It, that's mm-hmm. what.
Do
it's
you
like.
Do you have a lot of Italian stores out there in Taos?
No, we have a lot of Mexican restaurants.
Well, it's better than Russian,
and it's good. I like that. But
better than Russian. Russian not noted for its cuisine. Why do we need so many of their food stores?
You should. You know, it's very pickled. Their food is very pickled. If you like pickled, they were pickling for a reason, for the long winters. But Sonny, there's a lot of Germans out there though. Out in Dallas.
Are there?
Yeah, you should go to the Bavarian Grill. I think that's in Plano. You should go to Munster for Spargelfest. I could tell you all where to go. Lots of Germans.
I'm sure.
All settled there.
I'm sure there's. Yeah. I'm sure there are lots of things I could do out here, but I can't do anything.
Well, I guess they're not doing it right now.
Yeah, I mean, this is
yeah, all right. Yeah.
Vic, when did the Germans settle out in Texas?
1945, 46. No. I'm kidding. That was Argentina.
They came up from Paraguay?
They came up through Paraguay. The U-boat, the mysterious U-boat that dropped off the two passengers, that one. Yes, that one. So anyway, I gave myself another haircut, and yet again, Kate was busy. This time she was making dinner, so I had to do it all by myself. I have to convince myself, when you put the clip on, right, you can't get any thinner than the clip.
Right?
I mean, yeah. So you could press it. You could press it against
press
your
it
head.
As much as you want. It's
not
going any shorter.
And it's not
going to
suddenly be more than the 5 millimeters.
It's not my experience from trimming beards.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I've definitely had a couple times where I like press a little too hard and it's like...
And then,
your cheeks are cheeks are soft.
I guess
spongy.
That's true. The cheeks are softer.
The skin is stretched so tight over his skull that there's like no give whatsoever.
It's like when you see The Rock... And you're like, Asian, look at his head. You could smash a melon on top.
So I put the 5 millimeter clip on, and then I take it off entirely for the rest of my body. But I just put the 5 millimeter clip on. But you know what? I'm so fixated on the, you know, and I don't have the scissors, the barber scissors. So I don't do, because whenever you go to the barber shop, they do the buzz cut and then they take out the scissors. They're always taking out scissors on top. I'm not doing that. So I'm beginning to look like Kim Jong-un. Speaking of which, he's still alive. And everybody's asking me what happened. And I have to explain to listeners, just because I say his name, Kim Jong-un, doesn't mean that he will immediately. It's like the Hulk. Bruce Banner doesn't know when he becomes the Hulk. It's unknown right now. I can't control my powers is what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. I can't control my powers. I'm not sure how it works.
Has anyone ever actually asked you about this?
No, it was just sort of a segue for other things.
Just,
yeah, so bear with me.
We're just riffing.
Going off script.
I can't go off script.
Vic,
yes, Sonny.
Vic, can I ask you a question?
Sonny.
Do you notice that JVL's lights behind him are
what is that?
It's like he's a drummer in a rock band right now. He's got the spotlights on him. He's wearing the tank top.
He's got the cans on. Oh yeah, no, you're right.
I'll go turn the lights off.
He's wearing that tank top.
If you turn that other one off, it might be too... Oh, actually, that's much better. That's 100 times better.
You were being blinded, Sonny?
I was... Well, I couldn't see his pretty face, and I just, like, it made me sad. No, it reminded me of, like, it was like a Genesis concert.
Oh.
Minus all the coke.
Well, who's to say?
Oh, really?
He's staying up. He's staying up late to edit.
You know what? You know what it was? He just drank a lot of coffee when Phil Collins flew from London to Philly. When he went from Wembley to the vet on that plane to save all those people. He just drank a lot of coffee.
The Concorde.
And it worked.
He drank. He had no dose.
And it worked.
Okay. So in other news, I would say this, though. I am facing my own challenges over the pandemic because I do. This is crazy for me. I don't really like running, but I like running for my health. And it's been helping because I don't have dumbbells. And then I I really banged up my toe yesterday.
Oh, no.
Rammed it into a door frame. It is now the color of black and purple.
Oh, you rammed it into the door frame?
Yes.
Your wife didn't do anything to you?
No,
you can tell
I
have.
There's a great joke I had involving her, and I forgot what it is. But the point is,
because you didn't write it down.
I didn't write it down. Everything is written down. Let me tell you something. If I didn't write down the script, right?
Show the people the script.
They can see it right here. if I didn't write down a script and I just showed up like you guys, here's how it goes. Ready? Here's how it goes. Okay. Are you ready? Okay. 5, 4, Hello and welcome to the show, the Sub Beacon, with me and Jonathan Sunny.
Sounds good to me.
Stitcher, and leave a review. Stitcher. Tell your friends.
We're on so Stitcher.
That's how it worked. It would be a nightmare. Everything is scripted.
How much, as long as you said Stitcher, everybody would be happy.
How much do you think people would pay for the Patreon of just this video? Can we record video?
Yeah.
Is that a thing we can do?
I don't have my phone on. I would take
not
a picture.
On Squadcast, if you have your, if you, we can figure out a way to
screen,
do that.
Take a picture of the screen. You can see us here.
I want to do a live show with video.
Let us know on Twitter how much you would pay for that.
Yeah, I'm going to do this.
Go to sunnybunch.onlyfans.com.
Turn on my iPhone SE. This thing's falling off the rails. Anyway,
we could do a live show on Zoom where I drink every time people tell me to.
Well, that wouldn't drink, that wouldn't
drink,
be safe.
Drink. Okay.
That wouldn't.
No. But anyway, I was feeling like I was getting.
We could no, but we could do. We could do it like my free cams, where every time they tip, you have to drink.
We turn into cam boys.
Yeah, turn into cam boys.
I don't like the sound of that.
It's a Victorino. Your hair looks great.
Oh, thank you. Well, that's the only thing that's going. Everything else is falling apart, but I shouldn't say things are falling apart. I'm here to cheer people up, especially one of our listeners, Faith Connors. Faith Connors.
Hi, Faith.
She is a longtime listener, and I'm here to pep you up. I'm here to tell you that things... You got to have faith. Has anyone ever told you that? I'm sure no one in your whole life has ever said that. I'm the first one to say that.
That's
how about
the worst.
Faith no more? Faith
as,
no more?
As somebody who's heard a lot of Sunny Bunches of Oats jokes over the years.
How about Sunny Brunch?
That's the worst thing that anyone has ever said. Please don't listen to him, Faith. He's a bad man.
Faith, I'm just here to tell you that. You know what? It can't get any worse. Am I right, JVL? It can't. The situation that we're in now, it can't get any worse.
So, Faith, everything's going to get a ton worse. And it's really, really bad.
How long is the extension cord on your toaster? Can you bring it to your bathtub? Listen to the show now.
But it's not the zombie apocalypse. It's not Ebola.
No.
I'm for reals. This is like in the Steven Soderbergh version of this, things are much worse.
That's actually true. It's actually true. See? Contagion.
There you go.
Contagion.
Sonny, have you decided to kick back and hold the microphone on your stomach? Is it resting on you?
I've decided.
Can you tilt the screen, Sonny? I want to see what's going on there. I want to see the whole thing.
Hold on. Let me. Again, how much would you people pay for this right now? How's this? Is this better?
It's great. Why don't you just try undoing one button just to see how it feels?
Well, if I wasn't wearing a t-shirt and sweatpants.
If we pause while I pull it up. Could I play the Calvin Klein ad that I found the YouTube video for?
Can we
do you guys
pause?
Remember
is that
this?
A thing we can do?
I'm asking you seriously. Would you be down for that so we could play that
I don't
audio?
Care. Go for it. I'm done. I'm done caring.
All right. We're 23:20.
Okay, good. The show is almost over. Now,
I'm going to pull up.
Wait, you had something? Oh.
He's going to actually pull it up.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
Oh my God! Wasn't this hysterical, Victorino?
It was. You know what? The worst part is, I watched the whole thing
twice.
Of course, you couldn't take your
twice, and I felt very weird at times. And then I watched it again. It felt less weird. I felt really sleepy.
We should honestly just keep all of this in the show. I don't know why we're.
What's your name, Brandon? How old are you?
20.
Where are you from?
Kentucky.
Yes.
Well, that's where you got the blue eyes. Mm-hmm. What are you wearing?
Pardon?
What are you wearing?
Short shorts.
You fit real well.
Thanks.
Hold on. I'm going to find the one at the end is the best, though.
With the guy with the hard, you look like you work out a lot. You're proud of your body.
It's strictly.
I like to think so.
You think you could rip that shirt off of it?
I don't understand. This was actually on network television in the 1970s?
No,
90s. It was in the
90s. Oh, it was in the 90s.
Wait, was it in the 90s? Hold on.
Yes, totally. It was totally in the 90s.
I don't know. I didn't watch this sort of perverted filth.
It is
in my parents' home.
It is strictly a coincidence that guy's voice and mine sounded similar. I did not do the voice.
It really is like something out of Boogie Nights. I'm actually like shocked.
The funny thing is they did it before Boogie Nights. I could see if they were trying to do it after, but there's no homage there.
Right, that's what I was going to
say. It's very unseemly.
That's fascinating. No, okay. I've moved the mic to my stomach. I'm holding it. I'm just like holding it on me. And this is an homage to Joel McHale, who I saw doing a community live chat, and I was he wasn't doing it like this because he's not a lazy slob. He like actually like, you know, cares about his appearance and stuff. But like he was doing a video chat, and he was actually holding the mic, and I was like, wait a second, you can do that with a Yeti mic? And now I want to do it all the time. So I'm testing this out this week. Maybe I'll do it on my professional show across the movie aisle.
Well, good. We just killed 26 minutes of the show. JBL, so that's good. JBL, since there are no movies.
JBL did the episode of the JBL show with me go up yet?
It did. It went up the night we taped.
Oh, good. Great. Fantastic.
TheJBLShow.com.
The JBL show.
Yeah, that was huge. Huge. A lot of
good.
People love it.
A lot of numbers. Good numbers.
The biggest numbers. The best numbers you've ever seen.
JBL, I have a question.
Yeah.
Should we replace the box office segment with us analyzing what the top 10 things on Netflix are?
We could do that for a little while. I mean, I worry that it confines us just to Netflix.
Netflix
and not
is
to
the
broader
only
but streaming.
Netflix is the only thing that matters, though, man. Netflix is because
you wash your whore mouth. Netflix, for Lord Bezos.
Netflix is going to buy Disney,
and Amazon too.
In a stock swap, and then it's just going to be Netflix versus Amazon for the rest of time.
Yeah, I'll take Amazon in that.
You guys were in a state about Universal versus Trolls World Tour in the movie theater. What exactly happened there? Because I didn't actually give a shit.
We went and did a whole show so that you wouldn't have to listen to us talk about it.
We literally did an episode of the JBL show so you wouldn't have to hear about it.
Thing I care about is movies.
No, but yeah. here's the thing, JBL. Do you know how many people saw the Chris Hemsworth movie Extraction in the first 7 days?
I don't. Can you tell me?
90 million people watched at least 2 minutes of Extraction.
So like when it automatically goes on in 3, 2, 1, and it starts playing, that counts?
2 minutes. You know, 2 minutes. 2 minutes is a conscious choice.
Instead of watching the credits, I want to watch the credits.
That's a conscious choice that people have made. They're like, I want to watch Extraction. So I'm fascinated.
So that means that it opened essentially to $180 million.
No. 90. If 90 million people saw it in its first week, that's a $900 million opening week.
Wow.
Think about what
Netflix
is doing.
Why are they not putting these things in theaters?
I don't know.
They could make so much money. People are dying to see this content.
No, it's funny. I have instituted a rule at rebellermedia.com that if you mention viewership numbers on Netflix in the headline, you have to put in parentheses for at least 2 minutes. That's the rule. If the number that Netflix is saying is 90 million people are going to watch Extraction in the first week, you have to say, according to Netflix claims, 90 million people watched Extraction, parentheses, for at least 2 minutes, end parentheses.
So the serious question is, what are we going to replace this segment with? And what I would like to do it is I would like to just have this segment be what Dr. Mattis is watching.
I know. I tried to ask him on that, and I tried to get him to watch some other movies.
He has watched.
It has to be organic, is what you're saying.
It has to be like, hey, what are you watching? First off, you should not tell him that we're mining his life.
No. I didn't.
For content.
I didn't.
Hashtag content.
The thing that
makes the whole bit work is him just texting you like the third thing that makes the segment work is you doing his accent.
Doing my dad's voice.
That's the only way this works.
Sometimes when he answers the voice, hello. Hello. I said, what? You were once a general surgeon. Is that how the patient comes out of the, you know, out of the anesthesia? Hello, I'm here. That's how it is. A very friendly demeanor. Let's see here.
Has he watched Love at Any Price or whatever? What is the stupid Netflix series that you were like?
I'm the only one who wants to watch that, frankly. Too hot to handle? I'm like
too hot to,
too hot hot to handle.
There is no actual nudity in it, Victorino.
Oh, yes, he says, he reminded me again. He said, thank you, because I told him
to watch. Come on, do the voice.
Okay, I told him to watch Spencer Confidential. I told him to watch Spencer Confidential. And he said, thank you. We'll see that one. I also suggest to check a series, Freud, in Netflix. Interesting movie, rated R. So that was it. Rated R. Who knows what that means?
Wait, does he say that to you because he thinks it might hit one of your quadrants?
I mean, I know. I think without realizing that I do the quadrants. He wouldn't know what I'm talking about with the quadrants. Yes.
Right.
I mean, it's rated R, so you don't watch it with the kids. No.
Obviously, he doesn't understand the Mattis quadrant system.
Like, why? Nobody... How do you know? He's a man, too. Maybe the quadrants actually started
with
him.
But the quadrants exist beyond us. The quadrants are not... a thing that Vic Mattis created.
He just quantified them.
He just quantified them. The quadrant system is what all of us are looking for in life from our movies.
Thank you. And we have to a certain extent similar tastes, because when we were kids and he got that enormous RCA VHS player, the VCR, they said to him, you could pick two movies. Yeah, you get two free movies, because it must have cost an enormous amount of money to buy a VCR.
Oh, yeah,
in the early 80s, right?
At the time, VHS,
$1,000.
And I have, to this day, I have no idea what the other movies were available that he could have chosen. So the two movies he chose were Flash Gordon and Enter the Dragon. And let me tell you, both crush the quadrants. Crush it. Enter the Dragon, there was heroin, there was sex trafficking. I had no idea.
But Flash Gordon? Flash Gordon was PG.
Flash Gordon is extremely, yes, but it is, you
Aaron
know what?
Gray.
I rewatched it. It's Buck Rogers. Listen, Ornella Muti, who was Ming's daughter, watch that. It's very, I turned it on and then Kate objected and she's like, we can't watch this with the kids. It was too suggestive. It was pretty wild. And you know, the only thing I didn't realize about Flash Gordon was that's not his voice, Sam Jones. They had there was a falling out before they finished the movie, so he left.
They did David Prowse on him?
Yeah. It's kind of awkward. And I didn't know that until I watched the documentary, which I believe is on Netflix.
I actually had
We did a whole show on that movie.
It's very sad.
We should. Next week.
I would love to do Flash Gordon.
I would do
also, you know what I was going to say? We can always substitute. We can always substitute box office with book talk. Sonny, I understand there's a new book that we could be talking about.
Listen, can we be very, very careful here? Because...
about what?
I respect Vic's powers. I don't understand them, but I respect them.
I don't understand them either.
We need to come to an agreement that, Sonny, you and I may say the name of the person we're going to talk about, but Vic must not.
If Vic says it, he's dead.
He has 6 days.
Oh, okay. All right. So Sonny, this is a movie about that guy...
6 days.
Who played Jim Morrison... in that Oliver Stone movie, and he was Iceman.
Cal Vilmer.
Sonny, go.
So we are talking about Val Kilmer because he's got a new book out called I'm Your Huckleberry. It's a memoir. I haven't read it yet because I literally just got it from Amazon a day ago. So sadly, I've not.
Is he 60? He's about 60.
He's 60. He's a little over 60. 60 something. I don't know.
Maybe 62.
He's had the cancer. He's had a bunch of
throat cancer.
He's had a bunch of bad stuff. But he's a trooper. He's still with us, and he's got this new book out. I don't have anything to say about it because, again, I literally just got the book yesterday.
Oh, you did? So you didn't go
so
in there
I can't,
and
I,
get any
I,
thoughts
no,
about?
I'll come back to this in a second. But no, I unfortunately was not able to read the book as I had kind of wanted to because, again, Amazon, Lord praise Bezos, has provided the country. He's provided the country with all of the essential goods and needs. And he was unfortunately not able to give me Val Kilmer's I'm Your Huckleberry in time for me to read it for this show. But believe it or not, I'm still giving it the highest five stars. You should buy the book.
Well, I was going to say,
and read
I was going to say, Sonny, that actually never stopped me from reviewing, discussing. I shouldn't say reviewing. Ooh, I didn't mean to say reviewing. discussing in person a book that I have not read. Thank you. I'm looking forward to because you know you hear two things right about this guy. One, He seems very cool. He seems very fun. And he's certainly committed to the various projects that he does. On the other hand, you hear other stories, right, JVL, where that he is very difficult to work with.
Yeah, that's been kind of the rap
certain
on him.
Certain people have said that. But on directors the other, have said that.
You know, not
Joel Schumacher.
Yeah, Joel Schumacher. I, you know, frankly, I'll take the side of anybody who is against Joel Schumacher.
How about John Frankenheimer, that amazing movie, The Island of Dr. Moreau?
Well, but the problem wasn't Frankenheimer and Kilmer there. The problem was Brando and Kilmer. And again, I'm willing to believe him. I'm very interested to hear your guys' rankings of Val Kilmer performances. But I have two things to say about him. One of which is that he typifies. I remember reading this is like a New York profile of Alec Baldwin some years ago, and what Alec Baldwin said was that, you know, in the 90s and 2000s, the way Hollywood worked was that if you were the star of a blockbuster, you got an all access pass to Hollywood for about 6 years, and you could get any role you want, any movie you wanted to do. You could get greenlit.
Right.
But the thing is, by like year six, if you don't have another blockbuster, you go to movie jail, and your days as a leading man are over, and you get basically relegated to being a character actor. And that's what happened to Alec Baldwin. You know, he got Hunt for Red October, mm-hmm. and then just sort of dicked around and didn't get another blockbuster until he thought The Getaway was going to be his.
Yeah, remember what beat him out?
Ace Ventura, Pet Detective.
Right.
Yeah,
that's right.
And this is, when you look at Kilmer's career, this is what happened to him. So he establishes himself with Real Genius and Top Gun, which shows what a great range he has. He becomes a real movie star with The Doors. And then he gets this run where he has Tombstone, Batman Forever, and Heat. He's like the hottest guy in Hollywood. And what he gets out of that stretch where he has his all-access pass is a bunch of smaller movies. And then The Island of Dr. Moreau, which doesn't quite work. The Ghost in the Darkness doesn't quite work. The Saint doesn't quite work.
Is that the one with the lion and Michael Douglas?
It is. And then Red Planet, which doesn't quite work. Yeah. And then he goes to movie jail and becomes a character actor. And you know what, though? Screw Hollywood, because he's one of these guys who came to Hollywood and beat the house. He played by his own rules. He never compromised himself artistically. He worked steadily for 4 decades, and he got to walk away with his dignity intact. And there are not a lot of actors who manage that.
I think you forgot to mention the movie where he was blind.
With the Mira Sorvino vehicle. What was that called? At First Sight, maybe?
Yeah.
Blind
like
Faith.
That.
No, that's about New Jersey.
Right, At First Sight. Okay, anyway, and in the middle, you know, he does Kiss Kiss Bang Bang, he does Spartan, he does a bunch of like interesting work in Pollock, and he, you know, he's even the villain and is very funny in that stupid MacGruber Saturday Night Live version of him, but he's great in it.
And he's constantly working with like people he respects. Like he was in Twixt, which is the Francis Ford Coppola horror movie in the like mid-2000s. Again, like it's a movie that nobody has seen, but is like kind of interesting, and it's Val Kilmer working with somebody who he really respects. And like I find Val Kilmer to be totally fascinating. And I feel like we've already done a Val Kilmer show at some point. Somebody is gonna like ping us on Twitter, and be like, "You guys have already
done
this
because he's still alive."
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, like, that's true. Not, I don't know.
But like, I am a huge, huge fan. And like, the one thing I tried to look up in this book was his work in The Snowman. Do you guys remember this terrible, terrible movie? So there was a movie that came out in 2017.
Yeah, the horror movie,
was,
right?
It was a horror movie. Well, it was like a horror thriller. It was basically like a what is this? The Stieg Larsson books. The
Girl with the Dragon Tattoo.
It was basically a Girl with the Dragon Tattoo,
but with a
knockoff. Knockoff movie. It was by a Swedish, Norwegian something or other.
Hi, Thomas.
Hi. Yeah. Yes, Finn. It was a Finn. It was actually a Finn author.
Oh, so a Norwegian like Thomas.
Who wrote this book, The Snowman. And the hero of this book, his name is Harry Hole. Harry Hole is the hero, played by Michael Fassbender in the movie. Val Kilmer has a small but pivotal role as a guy who does nothing in this film, and like literally the whole movie is like centered around his character, and the big twist involves him, except for the fact that they have totally edited Val Kilmer out of the movie. Literally at one point they show Val Kilmer like jumping out of a window like to get away from a party scene where everybody else is hanging out, and I couldn't help but think that like this is a thing that just happened on set and they captured it and then they put the voice in on top of it. So I was actually before the show started, I scanned I Am Your Huckleberry to see if this story was in the book at all, and it is not. And I'm very sad that it isn't, because I want the truth about what happened on The Snowman, the worst movie of Val Kilmer's entire career. Not there, unfortunately.
Interesting. Victorino, without saying his name, yes. What are your thoughts?
Well, last night I rewatched one of my old 80s favorites, Real Genius.
That's right.
I love Real Genius.
Does it hold up?
Yeah, I mean it's 80s fare, you know. I mean it's like a Cold War comedy. It's funny because things like Star Wars, not the movie, but like Reagan Star Wars, the SDI, the Strategic Defense Initiative, that really scared a lot of people probably in Hollywood. They came up with all sorts of ideas for movies to make around it, like Spies Like Us. Remember Spies Like Us, the whole thing with the satellite and the, you know, using it as a weapon, you know, the laser, the weapon. And Real Genius is the same exact thing. And it came out, this is interesting, came out in 1985, and it's at Pacific Tech, but really it's just a riff on Caltech.
Caltech, right?
It's all about Caltech. And they said like a lot of the pranks that the kids did with the frozen, you know, the dry
liquid
ice,
nitrogen,
the liquid nitrogen, and the whole thing. Yeah, that's all based on
the science
stuff. Thank you. Cause I did SFS, as you know, Safe from Science. It was like ice and it disappeared. And it's funny because, you know, he was, I mean, obviously he got top billing, but it was really about this nerd kid, played by this character actor, Gabe Jarrett. And I always wondered what happened to him. And I remember seeing him many years later in Apollo 13.
That's right. That is him.
He was a tech guy.
Yes.
And it was great.
Until you said it, I never put that
together.
Yeah,
what happened to Gabe Jarrett? And of course, the villain is Professor Hathaway is played by the great William Atherton, who is the news anchor guy, the sleazy news guy in Die Hard.
Yeah.
Right? And he has a number of, obviously, other roles. I used to confuse him and Paul Gleason. But anyway, and so, yeah, and so... Our friend, Cal Vilmer, you know, he plays Chris Knight, who is this genius, and then he realizes that this laser that he and the young kid put together is going to be used for basically a sort of Star Wars weapon, and then they have to stop it.
Are there boobies in this movie?
No.
Are you sure about that?
No, they're not, but there's a few funny scenes. Oh, I don't think there's any nudity, but there's some funny scenes in
A 1985.
Yeah,
comedy.
I know. Shocking.
Crazy.
Shocking. I mean, if you think about the 16
Question.
Candles, that had a great. Sonny.
Question. I have a question.
Have you seen Real Genius?
I have.
He's great.
Which is better, Real Genius or Top Secret?
Real Genius.
Yeah.
No,
you're
wrong. You're both wrong. Top Secret,
Top
is
Secret
great.
Has
Top Secret
moments, and I understand it's basically like, you know, the Zucker brothers saying, "Let's do Airplane," but for our World War II movies, like, you know, the Dirty Dozen or whatever. But like
so much better.
And
I like
stuff
it.
In
it's,
there.
Not, it's a good movie.
That's
it's just
right.
not as good as Real Genius. Real Genius is absolutely
I guess it
classic.
Merits rewatching Top Secret, and that was his first film debut. That's what's crazy. I mean, he is according to IMDb. And he was, as I mentioned, a Juilliard guy, and he did
theater.
He was
at Juilliard, and he was palling around New York with like Kevin Bacon and Sean Penn and all of those guys.
Now
that
here's
was a
what
hot
I was
going
to ask you guys. So you know, I thought Real Genius is great, but I don't know how much of it's because it reminds me of the 80s, right? And so I think, oh, I love that, and the music and everything else is just a lot of synths. There's I'm not going to go through the memory lane there with some of the movie lines. But my point is, it is a year before Top Gun. And they're two entirely different. I mean,
yeah.
I mean, they're both cocky, but physically, very different looking people.
Well, I mean, he's wearing his Hawaiian shirts all through Real Genius.
And he's much more buff. He obviously was much more buff for that role. And I always thought it's like, you know, did he grow a few more inches? And you go, oh, no, he's just standing next to Tom Cruise.
You know, one of the things about his performance in Top Gun, which I think is, again, deeply underappreciated, is that he's the villain of the piece, but he pulls it off without actually being a villain.
Well, because he's right.
Exactly.
No, because right, Maverick. Right.
And he
Maverick
has to think of himself. He has to think of himself as not. Right.
Maverick
and,
actually is a loose cannon. And exactly.
But he, what Kilmer does with his portrayal is he serves the role of being the villain for the movie because you need somebody there for Cruise's Maverick to push off against it. But not even just in the character's mind, but even in the audience's mind. Once you step back and think about it a little bit, you realize, yes, actually, of course, Iceman is exactly right. Everything about that, you know, the way he snaps his teeth together.
Let me ask you guys this. Now, obviously, Sonny was just a baby at the time, but JVL, did you see Willow in the movie theater? Because I did.
I'm pretty sure I did. And if I didn't, like, then oh I rented gosh, it on VHS.
It's George Lucas. Was it really direct? Was it just a George Lucas?
It was produced by.
It was directed by Ron Howard.
Produced by.
Directed by Ron Howard.
Yeah, I think I bit on all that stuff. When Willow, I saw The Dark Crystal.
I was like, I got to see this movie. It's George Lucas.
The Dark Crystal's great.
But I thought Willow was fine. But it is kind of like, I don't know, Star Wars-ish, but taking place in a fantasy. The villain is a Darth Vader-ish villain. He has this mask, you know.
Willow is totally fine, and it only works because Val Kilmer is insanely funny as Mad Mardigan. I mean, like, that is the only reason the movie works.
You know what's strange? You don't see that movie a lot. Like, it's not on the rotation. It's not Shawshank.
It's not.
I've never seen Willow on
I definitely saw it a lot growing up in the 90s, like as a teen.
I still remember the
watching
music.
A lot of HBO. Mm-hmm. Willow was a regular. Was a regular. But it's definitely like the only reason that movie works is because Val Kilmer really sells Mad Mardigan as an insane adventurer, but also coward, you know, whatever. It's good.
Do you guys want to give me a ranking? No? Okay.
I don't know.
Vic, you go
there's
first.
The obvious ones. No, I didn't have a ranking. I love the heat.
I don't have a ranking because it's hard to rank his roles because they're so disparate over such a stretch of time. I mean, like, how are you supposed to judge Gay Perry against
Jim Morrison?
Right. Jim Morrison or the guy from Heat?
I will say this.
Chris.
I have
no, it's funny, actually,
more
can I...
affection for him as an actor than almost anybody from his class.
Interesting. Sonny, you got a prop there.
No, I'm sorry. Can you define his class?
I mean, his generation of, so, you know, the guys who are between the ages now of 50 and 65.
Rob Lowe, and he had a memoir which I heard is great. So,
yeah. All right. Well, we made it.
What do you got?
50 minutes. Good. You ready to go?
You got the
what's
book?
What's your ranking?
Oh yeah, you must.
I couldn't put it together for the same reason you guys just
like it's actually hard to do. Yeah. And so like I have the book here. I'm showing it to you guys.
Yeah, look at that.
Rimilk Jav Lav. Can you guys see it in the?
What?
No, it's backwards.
Oh,
only for you, humor. Not for us. For us, it's fine.
Oh, for you, it's fine.
Really?
No, for me, it's backwards. Yeah. That's funny.
No.
Yeah, that's how computers work.
Their
cameras.
Fascinating. So. No, but on the back it has like his headshots. Here, I'll show you.
Rimlik Lav, I can say that.
So it has his headshots with characters, right? Except for the fact that like you get like I'm your Batman, I'm your Lizard King, and then when it gets to then when it gets to Heat, it's I'm your bank robber.
Oh, boo!
And I saw that and I literally laughed out loud. I was like, that's the worst thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Just because it's like, that's not what it is. It's so much more than that. Yeah. Like that would work for Tom Sizemore, right? Like that would
Chirito,
actually.
I'm your Chirito?
For him, the heat is the juice. But like, the action is the juice. But like, anyway, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Sorry, I didn't mean to derail us.
Yeah, that's fine. We got us over the line to 50 minutes.
I think we got derailed right after hello and welcome is when we got derailed.
Good show, guys.
Yeah, good show. Okay.
Maybe I should drink again next time.
Maybe that'll help. I don't think. These are trying times.
These are trying times.
Okay. Corrections.
Vic, what was your idea for next week's show?
Which one?
Flash Gordon.
We should just do Flash Gordon.
Let's do Flash Gordon. I've only seen it about 500 times.
I've never actually seen it.
Me too.
I've never seen it.
Oh my gosh. It's amazing. When I saw it in the theater, I thought, it's better than Star Wars.
We should rank
between the ages of like 8 and 10, most amazing movie ever. And right, Max should, von Sydow.
It's called Flash Gordon. Right, that's what I'm looking up on to buy from Amazon.
That's right.
Okay,
we should rank. We should also rank Queen soundtracks. Obviously,
it's an amazing soundtrack. There's these funny moments of in the movie where it's like this weird like the princess's like theme song, and it's this really high falsetto voice, and it's still Freddie Mercury. He did the whole thing. So worth checking out. Remember that line when you watch it, because that's Freddie. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. Good to know.
What a
show. Okay. Yeah. Corrections, shout-outs. Quick shout-out. Just words of encouragement to my nephew, Robbie Dwyer, who has learned to cook scrambled eggs. My advice to him, low heat, more salt, and a splash of heavy cream or half and half. Sonny, are you still doing fried eggs, scrambled eggs? Do you still do 3 eggs a day?
4.
I try to have lunch be 4 eggs fried with Pam, not butter, Pam, and with fruit, with like a apple and a banana or something. You know, keeps me thin and young and vital.
I keep on getting those Twitter ads about like here's what you need to eat to look.
I'm resting this microphone on my gut, and it's fine.
Okay, good. That's all the time.
Stop. I got a shout
out. Oh, my goodness.
Somebody sent me a big jar of powdered cheese, and I don't know who because there was no address labeled.
Who are these people?
I'm sorry. Thank you.
I had totally forgotten about this until right now. I got an email from the office manager at the Cinestate offices. Somebody sent a book about shining shoes to the Cinestate offices. So whoever did this, I don't know if you left a note. And
Let me say this. Either we have a lot of devoted fans who care about us during this time, or one person who is going to stalk us and kill us. I'm not sure which one it is.
I'm happy with either.
Okay.
I think this is actually a Fangoria movie. I'm going to pitch this to Fangoria. A trio of podcasters who do a group show are hunted one by one by their biggest fan until
I had a
dead.
Shout out, but I was going to save it for the stinger. Unless you have a stinger, I'll do the shout out now, or I'll do it after.
Save it.
Because I don't have a stinger.
In that case, that's all the time we're giving to this episode. Questions, comments, complaints, compliments. Tweet us at Sonny Bunch, at Victorina Mattis. Be sure to subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, or Stitcher. Just type in Subbeacon at a podcast. We're there. Leave a review. Tell your friends. Until next time. So, I'm not drinking water here.
It's Sambuca, right?
No, get ready for this. I got this from a Subbeacon listener, Brian Birch, who sends us all the way from Texas.
Is that Tito's?
No.
The Wild Rag.
The Wild Rag from Sandia. From Sandia, Texas, which is further down, Sonny, and it is distilled from
the mesquite beans.
How do you know about this, Sonny?
Brian also reached out to me. He sent me a bottle. I have not dipped into it yet.
It is delicious. Every time I drink it, I want to be like, Bastarde.
No, you're drinking
vodka?
Yes, it's Texas vodka distilled from mesquite beans, and I'm drinking it straight, which is a sign that it can be, it's good.
You have been drinking it, again, like Sambuca. I actually thought you were drinking Sambuca, and I was like, what is Vic drinking there?
You know that, because it's viscous. It's not water. And it's called Wild Rag.
The only
problem is after I do a couple shots of these, and then Kate says to me, like, you know, can you go out to the store and pick this up? I says, I can. I'm on the rag. The Wild Rag. Shouldn't that be the slogan?
That should actually be the advertisement. It should be like, they should do like a Coen Brothers style ad.
JBL, where you're just like your head hurts.
You're sitting there, you're drinking, yeah, you're drinking, yeah, like water,
hey, honey,
in a cup.
Right? Yeah.
You're drinking water in a cup, and she comes up to you and says, hey, honey, can you go out and get me some tampons? And then she says, and then you say, no, I can't, I'm on the rag. And then you pull up the bottle, like Japanese commercial style, and you're like, ah, Wild Rag.
I'm sure it's not fine.